弟兄，我们本来都是软弱的。
Yes, we are all originally weak.
但是住在我们的里面的主，他是刚强的。
But the Lord in us is strong.
我们求主吸引我们与他更亲，与他更近。
May the Lord give us a desire to draw him near.
求主保守我们一生来跟随他。
So that we may follow him through the days of our life.
请我们一起来读一下以弗所书第三章第一节。
Let's turn to the book Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。我们读第三章十四节到第十九节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.To 19.
因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。以弗所书是一本非常高的启示的一本书。
The book of Ephesians is a book that talks about a high revelation.
所以保罗他在第一章有一个祷告叫做求启示的祷告。
So Paul in the beginning of this book has a prayer, the prayer of which asks for the revelation.
他要我们求那赐人和智慧和启示的灵。
To pray and ask for the Spirit that gives us the wisdom and understanding.
好叫我们能够真知道他，真的认识神。
So we may know God.
让我们知道神的恩召有何等的指望。
So we may know that the hope of God's calling.
他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And how rich that the inheritance in his saints.
那他的能力是何等的浩大。
How great of his power.
弟兄姊妹，因为神他有一个永远的心意，必定要完成。
Because God has this eternal will has to be completed.
保罗要我们祷告。
Paul wants us to pray.
叫我们认识，叫我们真的知道。
Want us to know and understand.
神自己他要来完成这样的工作。
That the Lord God Himself will complete this task.
以弗所书他不单是讲到一个非常荣耀的启示。
Not only the book is talking about this glorious revelation.
以弗所书也是让我们看见怎么样在我们的生活里面，在我们一生的年日中，让神的旨意能够成就。
And also that this reality can be true in our daily life.
所以到了第三章，这边有一个叫做求经历的祷告。
So in chapter 3, here is a prayer for the experience.
保罗呢，他是为外邦人做了耶稣基督，他是被囚的。
Paul became the prisoner of Christ for the sake of Gentiles.
他要替他们来祷告。
He prayed for them.
他要替我们来祷告。
He prayed for us.
那这个祷告何等的重要。
This is a very important prayer.
叫神的心意能够成就。
So that the will of God can be completed.
所以我们想说，如果今天有一个人他是被囚的，被关在监牢里面。
So imagine that a person was imprisoned.
你想什么事情是他觉得最重要要祷告的呢？
What's the most important thing that this person will pray for?
主啊，带我离开这个监牢。
Oh Lord, please take me away from this prison.
叫我得着释放。
Set me free.
但是我们看见保罗他是被囚的。
But we here see that Paul is being imprisoned.
他在监狱的里面。
His prison is locked in the prison.
他却在那里祷告。
But he was praying.
的确我们原本是外邦人，是无份无关的。
Yes, the Gentile originally has no part in God's plan.
但是保罗他告诉这些在以弗所的圣徒们，如今他们成为神家里的人。
But he told the people in the churches in Ephesians that they are part of the family.
保罗一想到这个神福音的奥秘。
when once Paul think about the mystery of this gospel,
他在神面前有一个很重的负担要祷告。
He has this great burden that he wants to pray for.
他在捆绑之中却是在那里侍奉神。
Even though he was bonded in prison, he wants to serve God.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们能够很自由的侍奉神，很多时候我们不觉得那么珍惜。
Well, now, right now, we can freely serve God, and we do not take it very preciously.
有人还抱怨说，哎呀，叫我做这个做那个，好像做得太辛苦了。
And sometimes we complain about many things.
今天如果我们真的知道，我们能够侍奉神，这是神给我们一个何等大的恩典。
Today we have to know that to serve God is such a grace from God.
最近有一位姊妹，她从南城县打电话给我。
There's a sister who called me.
那这位姊妹她的家，我想很多弟兄姊妹可能都认识。
Many of you might know this sister.
她在好多年前有一个独生子因着车祸被主接去了。
She used to have a son, the only son who was in an accident and was back to the Lord.
她的大女儿从出生开始就是残障行动不良。
And then the daughter was handicapped.
所以她随时需要照顾她，要喂她吃东西。
So she had to take care of the daughter.
那这夫妻两个，他们是很爱主的。
Both the wife and the husband loves the Lord very much.
那这个姊妹讲到说，最近她女儿因为身体的关系，她气管必须要切开来。
And recently we heard that this daughter has to, they have to go through a surgery to open up the lung.
所以呢，随时要注意，随时要为他抽痰。
So they have to drain the fluid from the lung.
他说现在他女儿已经三十几岁了。
Right now the daughter is 30 some years old.
他整个的时间更加的被捆绑着。
And the time that she has is like the prison in the prison.
但是他告诉我说，他为什么打电话和我交通？
But she told me the reason that she called me.
她说因为她真的觉得说能够侍奉主的时候并不多了。
Because she told me that the time for the Lord is very little.
她要把家里打开，开始一个读经的聚会。
She wants to open her house to start a Bible study.
弟兄姊妹，当我听的时候，我里面实在觉得很受感动。
When I heard this, I was very touched.
他讲的一面，现在的情况比以前更加的不容易。
On one hand, the situation was getting worse.
以前我们每一次在特会看见他们推着他的孩子，他那个照顾所花出的力气，常常是我们没有办法来想象的。
I saw her and we all saw her in the conference that the way she was taking care of her daughter was just beyond our imagination.
现在的情况比那个时候更糟糕了。
But right now it's even harder than before.
但是姊妹说她们要把家里打开。
But the sister said, I want to open my house.
她们要请弟兄姊妹来一起来读神的话语。
Let all the brothers and sisters who can come and study the word of God together.
用尽他们的力量来侍奉这位永生神。
Through all the strength to serve the Lord.
好像有很多的环境，很多的条件对他们是一个捆绑。
It seems like there are many things outwardly is a bondage for them.
他说我没有办法自由的出去。
I do not have the freedom to go out.
但是弟兄姊妹，所有的环境不能真正把我们捆绑住。
But all this environment cannot really restrain us.
今天我们的心到底是如何？
How is the condition of our heart today?
保罗是在监狱的里面。
Paul was in a prison.
他是做一个囚犯。
He was a prisoner.
但是他的侍奉是不会被捆绑的。
But his service to the Lord will never be stopped.
他的祷告没有人能够禁止的。
Nobody can stop his prayer to God.
当我们想到有多少的圣徒，
When we thought about all the saints,
可能外面受了许多的限制和捆绑。
Maybe they're restricted by the physical realm.
可是他在神面前祷告。
But they pray before the Lord.
在那里侍奉神。
They serve God.
我们看见从三章第一节，他为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，下面说替你们祈祷。
So Paul became the prisoner of Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles, And he prayed for you.
到十四节，他说：“因此我在父面前屈膝。”
And verse 14 says, "For this reason I kneel before the Father."
好像从第一节他说为你们祈祷。
It seems like from verse 1 says, "I pray for you."
到了第十四节，真正的在父面前屈膝。
And 14 is the actual prayer before the Father.
中间呢？他讲到了福音的奥秘。
In between, he talks about the mystery of gospel.
他说他深知基督的奥秘。
He knew the love, the mystery of Jesus Christ.
我们知道神的奥秘就是基督。
We know that the mystery of God is Jesus Himself.
神所有的丰富都在他儿子耶稣基督的里面。
The fullness of God is all in this person, Jesus Christ.
今天神要把这所有的丰富让我们来得着。
And today that the Lord God wants us to have this fullness.
他的奥秘是基督。
His mystery is Jesus Himself.
基督的奥秘呢是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
今天我们一相信了耶稣基督。
When we believe in Jesus,
我们得着了永远的生命。
When we receive this eternal life,
我们成为神的儿女。
We became the children of God.
我们受浸归入基督。
When we baptized and belong to Jesus Christ,
我们迁入爱子的国度。
Into the kingdom of the Son.
弟兄姊妹，每一点我们要认识，神向我们所施的旨意是何等的奇妙。
Oh, it's how marvelous this will of God on us.
当保罗讲到这个神的奥秘。
When Paul talks about this mystery.
今天我们所有这些原本是外邦人的。
Originally all the Gentiles.
今天我们成为神家里的人。
Now became the family of God's house.
原本我们是无份无关的。
Before we have no relationship with God.
如今我们同为后嗣。
Now we became the inherit part of the inheritance.
我们要一同承受产业。
We will receive that inheritance of the Father in heaven.
我想保罗他真的是有一个很重的负担要祷告。
Paul had this great burden to pray.
因为神的旨意实在是太宝贵了。
Because the will of God is so precious.
那这个旨意今天一定要成就啊。
And this will of God has to be accomplished.
所以他在父的面前屈膝。
So he kneeled before the Father.
讲到他里面的那个迫切。
Talks about the burden that he has.
讲到他里面那个认真。
His urgency before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天神的心意是必定会完成的。
Brothers and sisters, the will of God will be completed.
但是神要我们和他一起来同工。
But God wants us to be co-work with Him.
就像保罗一样。
Like Paul.
并不是保罗他能够自己来做怎么样的工作。
It's not that Paul can do the work by himself.
但是保罗能够祷告。
But Paul can pray.
向神来求。
To ask God.
弟兄姊妹，今天神把这样的一个使命也放在我们的里面。
So God has put this same burden in our hearts.
叫我们来到父的面前屈膝。
We can come before the Father and kneel down.
为着他荣耀的心意。
For the will of the Father.
向我们的父神来祷告。
Pray to the Father in heaven.
常常我们讲说，祷告的人是第一个蒙恩的人。
We often say that the one who pray received the blessing first.
祷告的人是先来到神宝座的面前。
The one who pray come before the throne of the Father first.
我们得着启示。
We receive the revelation.
我们被圣灵充满。
We're filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们得着神的爱。
We receive the love of God.
神叫我们先看见他的心意。
He wants us to see His will first.
他把那个负担放在我们的里面。
Gave us the burden.
当我们有一个很重的负担，我们屈膝在他的座前。
And as we receive the burden, we kneel down and pray to our Father.
弟兄姊妹，祷告的人是最上算的。
Oh, it is great to be the prayer.
神在这里要得着我们，常来到他的面前。
Oh, may we draw near to him daily.
他祷告什么内容呢？
What's the content of his prayer?
他说求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being.
他这边讲到心里的力量，就是说到我们里面的人。
When it talks about the strength within, it talks about the inner man.
原本我们这个人没有得救之前，我们没有什么里面的人、外面的人。
Before we are saved, there is no such a thing about inner man or outside.
但是当我们蒙恩得救以后，
But after we are saved,
永远的生命进来了。
We have received this eternal life.
住在我们的灵里。
Dwell in our spirit.
这边祷告说，叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
So it talks about that the inner being will be strong.
很多时候我们听见弟兄姊妹，或者我们自己常常讲，哎呀，我最近很软弱。
We might hear brothers and sisters sometimes talk about that, oh, they are weak.
我想很多的时候不只是指的身体上有软弱。
Sometimes it might not referring to the our physical weaknesses.
那个意思就是讲到我们里面的人软弱了。
It talks about our inner being.
好像提不起劲来。
Feels like there's no strength from within.
没有力气来走主的道路。
There's no strength to walk with the Lord.
里面没有力气起来赞美神。
There's no strength to praise the Lord.
保罗在这里要祷告。
Paul here, he wants to pray.
他祷告叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
He pray that our inner being will be strong.
弟兄姊妹，我们本来是软弱的。
Dear brothers and sisters, originally we are weak.
但是谁是刚强的呢？
But who is strong?
我本软弱，主刚强。
But the Lord is strong.
住在我们的里面的主。
The one, the Lord who dwells in us.
他不是软弱的。
He's not weak.
他是有大能的。
He has a great power.
这位主已经从死里面复活了。
He's already resurrected from the dead.
这个能力是远超过一切的能力。
And this power surpassed all the powers.
也就是说，超过我们一切的软弱。
Surpassed all the weaknesses.
保罗在这里祷告。
Paul prayed.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
That our inner being will be strong.
的确，我们都需要这样的祷告。
Truly, that we need this kind of prayer.
神要我们认识到说，主住在我们里面是刚强的。
He wants us to understand that the Lord who are within will make us strong.
神要得着以色列十二个支派，没有一个是软弱的。
None of the tribes from Israel is weak.
有一句话，我觉得非常的喜欢。
I like this one saying.
我是看见在人家的这个 T 恤上面印的哈。
I saw on a T-shirt.
他说 ,7 days without prayer makes one week.
7 days without prayer makes one week.
就是七天你不祷告的话，他说就成了 one week, 是一周哈，但是呢他写的不是 W-E-E-K, 他写的是 W-E-A-K.
So 7 days without prayer equal to one week at W-E-A-K.
也就是说你七天都不祷告的话呢，你肯定成了一个软弱的人。
So if you don't pray for 7 days, you definitely will become weak.
当我看见的时候，我想这真的是一个很好的提醒。
This is a great reminder.
如果是我们不来到主的面前，
If we don't come before the Lord,
我们永远是一个软弱的状态。
We will always in a condition of weakness.
但是今天我们可以怪这个怪那个。
And we can blame this and blame for the, blame that.
但是保罗说，求我们的神啊。叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
Paul prayed that may Lord help us to be strong from within.
这里有一条路的。
There's a way.
我们说我本来就是软弱的。
We say we're weak.
这不是练身体练肌肉，我怎么样来练得刚强呢？
It's not to work out our muscle to make it stronger.
属灵的里面就是这条路，就是来到主的面前。
This way is about coming before the Father.
我们来祷告。
We pray before Him.
我不晓得你有没有求说，主啊，让我里面的人刚强起来。
You know if you have ever asked that, Lord, please make us strong from within.
这是我们必须天天有的祷告。
This is supposed to be the prayer for daily.
求主让我们里面的人刚强起来。
Make us strong from within, Lord.
很多的时候，当我们你觉得你自己是软弱的
，When you ever feel like you're weak from within，
但是我们不要好像安于这个软弱的状态。
Let us not just be at the same condition。
保罗在这里也没有说，哎，你们软弱的人赶快去找一个刚强属灵的人，他来帮助你。
Paul didn't say if you're weak, just go find someone who is strong in the spirit。
他告诉我们祷告，叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
He asks us to pray so that the inner being will be strong.
随时我们可以祷告。
We can pray anytime.
随时我们可以得着力量。
We can gain strength anytime.
我们的主他何等乐意来亲近我们。
Well, the Lord has such a desire to draw near to us.
我们一回转，我们发现我们的主在那里等着我们来亲近他。
Every time we turn around, we realize that the Lord is waiting for us.
他住在我们的里面。
He dwells in us.
是充满了大能的。
With full with great power.
他说使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
So that the Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
这个住是一个好像安家。
This dwelling is like to settle down.
今天我们说我们都蒙恩得救了。
We say we're all saved.
耶稣基督他在我的里面。
Oh, Jesus, who is in me now?
是的，我们都有神儿子的生命在我们的里面。
Yes, we all have this life of Jesus Christ within us.
但是主耶稣是不是住在你的里面？
But yes, but is the Lord Jesus Christ dwell in you?
这个住好像他是安家，他是在这里是一个做主人的。
It's like he's the a master of this household.
当我们到别人家做客的时候
，When we are a visitor of someone's house，
啊，我们好像去一下子
，We're just visiting。
但是我们是做客人的时候，这个也不好动，那个也不好摸的。
When we are the guest， it's not good for us to touch everything。
你不好意思跟主人讲说，哎，我可不可以把你的这个抽屉打开看看，你的这个柜子打开瞧瞧
？It's not like we can go and just open up all the drawers or the cabinets.
主人说，哎，这个房间让你住，你就乖乖住在这里。
The master of the house is if you, I give you this room, you stay in this room.
他给你吃什么，你不会自己到冰箱随便乱拿的。
If he give you some food, you won't just go to the refrigerator to find your own.
但是主在这里告诉我们，他要安家，他要做主在我们的里面。
Right here it says the Lord wants us to dwell, to settle down in our heart.
我们里面有好多好多的房间，原本我们说主你在我里面是很好的，可是那些地方呢，请你不要进去。
Oh, we maybe told.God saying that there are many rooms in our heart, and Lord, don't touch these rooms.
我们好像有很多秘密的这个小房间呢。
There's secret chambers in our heart.
但是主说不，他要在我们里面要能够安家。
The Lord says, No, I want to dwell in you.
若是我们里面有很多的地方呢，是主所不喜悦的。
If there are many places in our heart that it does not make the Lord happy,
他没有办法安家。
He cannot settle.
今天一个人如果到我们家到处脏兮兮的
If a guest come to our house and if it's really dirty
他可能住得很不舒服
He wouldn't be comfortable
今天主不单要在我们里面安家他要做主
Not only he wants to come The Lord wants to come into our heart He wants to dwell in our heart
我们愿意来到主的面前
Let may all, we all come before the Lord
主啊唯有你是我的主
Oh Lord you're our only Lord
We完全属于你。
We belong to you.
我们邀请他进到我们的心里。
We invite him to come into our dwell in our heart.
进到我们全人最深之处。
The deepest part of our heart.
主耶稣不是来做客。
The Lord is not just a guest.
他到我们里面来做主。
He came. He wants to be the Lord.
他不是暂时短暂的居住。
It's not a temporary state.
他要进到我们的里面来安家。
He came, he wants to dwell and settle down.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要有的祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, this should be our prayer.
使基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
That the Christ may dwell in your heart through faith.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。
I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
这边讲到意思是说在爱的里面能够生根能够立基
and it talks about the love can be rooted and establish a foundation in us
当我们从圣经里面一路看神心意它的完成
when we see the will of God is being accomplished
保罗曾经告诉我们说我们是他所耕种的田地是他所建造的房屋
Paul says that we are the feel that the Lord is working on and the house that he's building on.
一面来讲到是生命要长大。
On one hand, it talks about the growing life.
每一个生命都必须要长大。
All the lives has to grow up.
从在灵里面出生以后这个生命就要长大。
After we are born in Christ, this life has to be grown.
另外一个呢我们必须被建造起来。
The other talks about we have to be built.
所以到了启示录我们看见神旨意完成的时候一面我们看见心腹
So in the book of Revelation we see that on one hand it talks about the bride of, uh, of, of Christ.
他讲到有一个羔羊的婚宴要有一千年之久。
It talks about the banquet that lasts for 1,000 years.
另外呢，又讲到有一个千年的国度。
It also talks about a kingdom that 1,000 years.
同样是一千年之久，我们与主一同作王掌权。
We reign and rule with the Lord for 1,000 years.
我们看见这神两面在这边。把他的工作能够完成。
We see that the Lord is accomplishing His work.
我们在爱中生根，我们在爱中立基。
We're rooted and we're established in love.
今天在整个神的旨意完成过程中，我们生命要往上生长。
Through this process, we should grow in our life.
但我们的根基在爱的里面来生根。
Our foundation is rooted in love.
树要长得多高，它的根基根树根就要有多深。
As high as the tree wants to grow, the root has to go deeper.
房子要盖得多高，它的根基就要打得多深。
The higher the building, the deeper the foundation is.
这个根基是非常重要的。
This foundation is very important.
最近看见说在上海他们介绍那个地原本呢它是非常松软的。
See that some of the land in Shanghai, they're very soft.
但是他要盖很高的高楼。
But they want to build a high-rise building.
所以这边是一个非常大的挑战。
So there's a great challenge.
可这个根基就更加的重要。
So therefore the foundation became really, really important.
他在这边祷告叫我们在爱中生根立基。
Says, I pray that you being rooted and established in love.
他在这边又祷告呢要叫我们的悟性得所开启。
And he also pray that we will have an understanding.
明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ.
他这边讲到有一件事情，就是说和众圣徒一同来明白。
He talks about that we all come together with all the saints.
那下面呢又讲一句，好像两个没有办法对在一起的。他下面讲说，知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
And the following says, to know this love that surpassed knowledge.
一面好像要我们来认识来明白神的爱是何等的大。
On one hand, he wants us to understand how wide, how long, how high and how deep is the love of Christ.
但是另外一点呢就是说你测度了以后你才知道说这个爱是不能测度的。
On the other hand, after we discover how wide and how high, and we realize that it's beyond our comprehension, it surpassed our knowledge.
里面我们里面要有一个渴慕说主我愿意认识你的爱。
Oh, it says, oh, we want to have the desire to know your love.
但是我们越多的认识我们发现说神的爱爱是不能测度的。
But the more we try to discover, the more we find out that it's beyond our comprehension.
今天好像这边有很多很多的空气在世界上。
It's like we have air in this world.
啊，我们拼命的吸啊，拼命的呼吸啊。
We keep breathing in.
我们想说，我是不是能够尝够这个空气
？If I can inhale as much as possible.
但是无论我们怎么样来尝
，But no matter how hard we try,
你不管怎么吸了多少,
no matter how much you breathe in,
你所得着的不过是这么一点点,
all you receive is just part of it.
跟这个地球上的空气比起来, 我们所尝过的, 所吸进来的, 真的是没有办法来形容它这个比率的。
Comparing to the air in this entire world, we're just receiving a little bit of it.
这边就讲到说神的爱一念他要我们来认识来明白。
So, same thing to the love of God that he wants us to know and to understand.
还不只是我们个人讲到和众圣徒一同来明白。
Not just by ourselves, but all together with the saints.
哦，但是我们就发现神的爱我们测度了以后就知道是不能测度的。
But after we were trying to find out the love of God and we discover it'surpassing our knowledge.
超过我们所能思想所能明白的。
Beyond our comprehension.
神的爱实在太大了。
Oh, the love of God is so great.
神爱我们爱到一个地步。
He loved us so much.
他舍了他独生的儿子。
He gave us his only son.
我们的主耶稣爱我们爱到一个地步。
Jesus, the Lord, loved us so much.
他为我们受死，切死在十字架上。
To a point that he died for us on the cross. This love is beyond our comprehension. Originally, we are so far away from God. Before, we always go against God. But Lord, the God Father still loves us. To love the one who is not lovable. He loves us and He died for us.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们来到主的面前，
every time we come before the Lord,
当圣灵把基督的爱浇灌在我们的心中，
and when the Spirit has poured the love of God in us,
每一次我们遇见了这位爱我们的主，
every time we meet this Lord,
我们里面就更加的稀奇，
we're just amazed.
Oh, 原来主是这样的爱我们。
Oh, this is how the Lord loved me.
我们需要和弟兄姊妹，我们一同来明白。
We should come together and to understand this love together.
一同来认识。
Together to know this.
这个爱的扩长升高。
The height, the width, and the height and the depth.
这个爱是我们所不能测度的。
Yes, and this is surpassing our knowledge.
但是我们在今生的年日里面。
But throughout our life. We want to know more and to pursue this love.
一次一次主说, 你们要如此行, 为的是纪念我。
Every time when the Lord says, do this in remembrance of me.
叫我们来拨饼纪念他。
To break bread, to remember him.
是的，我们纪念主向着我们的大爱。
Oh, yes, we remember his love for us.
每一次我们来纪念主,
every time when we come to remember the Lord, it's actually the Lord remembering us.
他将十架活化在我们的眼前,
he made the cross true before us.
看见救主,
to see that the Lord has shed his blood for us. And we saw that the Lamb of God has received the great judgment of God. And the sinner saved by grace. We come before him. From the deepest part of our heart, we say, thank you, Lord. Because you love us so much.
在这边, 他让我们知道说, 知道这爱是过于人所能测度的。
This is to know this love that surpassed knowledge.
他就便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. To have the fullness of God in us. The church is his body.
It's
the fullness that combine or with all in all.
所以这个神的心意,
so this fullness wants to be filled in us.
我们最后来读第20节, 21节。
Let's read together verse 20 and 21.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力, 充充足足地成就一切,
according to his power that is at work within us,
但愿他在教会中, 并在基督耶稣里, 得着荣耀,
forever and ever.
永永远远,
Amen.
Amen. 神是照着运行在我们心里的大力,
it's through the power that is work within us.
他说, 通通足足地成就一切, 超过我们所求所想的,
it's beyond what we ask for that is beyond what we ask for.
今天也许我们说我们求的好像已经够大了。
Well, today we may say that what we ask for is great enough.
啊, 叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
That, so that we are strong enough within.
叫他的一切的丰满能够充满在我们里面。
And that his fullness is filled within.
但是神说, 告诉我们, 今天呢, 祂要成就一切, 超过我们所求所想的。
But the Lord says that he wants to accomplish more than what we imagine.
我们想都还不敢想的, 今天呢, 借着祷告, 神要成就。
And it's something that we have not even imagined that God wants to complete in us.
主说我所做的事你们也要做。
He says, what I do, you also will do.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And you will do greater.
我们觉得很稀奇，主叫死人复活，主叫瘸子起来行走，主叫五千人五饼二鱼让他们吃饱，主做这么大的事，主说我所做的事你们也要做。
The Lord said, did many miracles, the sick were healed and feed the 5,000 people, but the Lord says that you will do greater than what I did.
比这更大的事，对 ，greater thing 哈。
A greater thing.
我们想说，那怎么有可能呢
？How is it possible?
主在下面，他告诉我们，他把那个祷告的权柄赐给我们。
The Lord told us that He gave us this power, the right to pray.
叫我们能够奉他的名来祷告。
So according to His name, that we can pray.
神要成就。
God wants to accomplish
超过我们所求所想的
and beyond what we imagine.
神要我们来到他的面前屈膝
He wants us to kneel before him.
他要我们在他面前来祷告
He wants us to pray before him.
曾经有五个年轻人到伦敦斯布珍的教会去访问
There were five young men went to London to visit this church.
Spurgeon.
那
他那天呢遇到了一个老弟兄
They met this elderly brother.
那个老弟兄就说：“你们来参观我们教会啊。”
He said, "Oh, you came to our church."
那时候楼上的聚会还没有开始。
At that time, the meeting hasn't started yet.
他说：“我带你去一个地方看。”
Let me take you to a place.
他就带他们到了一个地下室。
So he took them to a lower level.
那一看呢，里面有七百个人在那里。
They saw that there are 700 people praying.
也许外面的人看见斯布珍的教会这么的兴旺。
Maybe other outsiders saw the church was so full, expressing fullness.
但是当这五个年轻人他们看见在这里有七百个人。在这里迫切的祷告。
But when those five young men saw the 700 people,
这老弟兄说，这就是我们教会的发动机啊。
This is, and the elderly brother said, this is the power of this church.
过了一下子以后，聚会开始了。
After a while, the meeting started.
啊，这五年前才发现，原来带他们去参观的这个老弟兄就是斯布珍啊。
Then they realized that this brother was Spurgeon.
斯布珍他讲到的确是充满了能力。
Yes, he speaks with power.
但是我相信在底下这么多祷告的勇士。
But I believe of all those 700 people.
那这些的祷告是何等的关键。
The prayer is the key to the success.
保罗在这里的祷告叫做求经历的祷告。
The prayer that Paul talks about is the prayer to ask for experience.
不只是叫我们看见神永远的心意。
Not only that we see the will of God.
在我们天天生活里面，也许你觉得最实在的一件事。
From the practical things of our daily life.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
That we can be strong from within.
我们外面的人也许一天毁坏一天。
Maybe the hour.Body will decay day by day.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们有一个里面的人。
But brothers and sisters, there's an inner man.
里面的人是一天新似一天。
This inner man will be newer and newer day by day.
我们外面的人都会慢慢的衰败。
Our body will decay.
不论你怎么样保养，你怎么样的这个运动。
No matter how you try to maintain it.
但是今天我们里面的人不一样。
But it's different for the inner man.
他说叫里面的人能够刚强起来。
Talks about that we will be strengthened from within.
我们先感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗在这里带领我们来认识什么叫做求经历的祷告。
Paul wants us to know what this prayer of experience is.
我们不但里面的人求主叫我们刚强起来。
And not only from the power from within.
我们祷告以色列十二个支派没有一个软弱的。
And we pray that none of the tribes of Israel will be weak.
叫我们都起来向我们的主来祷告。
All of us should rise and pray to the Lord.
因为主住在我们里面，他是刚强的。
Because the Lord within is strong.
他怎么样住呢？
How does he dwell?
他要安家，他要做主。
He wants to be the Lord. He wants to settle.
我们要邀请他进到我们心的最深之处。
We want to invite him to the deepest portion of our heart.
把每一个房间都打开。
Open up all the rooms.
主啊，你进来，你进来。
Oh Lord, come in, please.
我们让主能够这么安家做主在我们的里面。
Let the Lord become the Lord of our heart.
叫我们能够生根立基在他的爱里。
So we may be rooted and established in His love.
叫我们属灵的生命是非常稳固的。
So may our spiritual life be stable.
不是人说一句话我们就会被摇动。
We won't be shaken by other people's words.
不是环境遇到一个不顺利的事情我们信心就摇动。
It won't be shaken because of our circumstances.
我们在爱中生根立基。
We're established and rooted in the love of God.
我们能够来到主面前祷告真的是很大的福气。
It's a great blessing that we can come before the Lord and pray.
我们若有同伴一起祷告也是真的感谢主。
It's great that if we have a companion to pray with us.
最近我们家的老三他找我和他一起晨更。
My little daughter asked me to have morning devotion with her.
哎，我真的发现这是很享受的一段时间。
Oh, it's a great time.
我们一起读读神的话。
We read the word of God.
那不是有很多的分享交通好但是我们也一起祷告。
Not much sharing, but we pray together.
也许时间也不是那么长。
Maybe it's not that long.
但是每天早上这样子一起来到主的面前。
But just to come before the Lord together.
啊，我觉得是很享受的一件事。
It is such a great thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要来到主的面前。
We all need to come before the Lord.
若你有同伴和你一起来，感谢主。
Praise the Lord if you have a companion with you.
我们彼此代祷。
We pray for one another.
彼此扶持。
We support one another.
如果你是自己来，也感谢主。
If you come by yourself, praise the Lord.
主不是向我们要求好多好多。
God didn't ask us from us many things.
最简单来到父面前屈膝
just one simple thing that kneel before the Father
让我们心就这么一回转到主的面前
and as we turn our heart to the Lord like this
我们的主在我们的里面
the Lord within
他那样的喜乐
he'll be joyful
他那样的迫切
he'll be in such an urgency
弟兄姊妹我们只要来
the only thing we have to do is to come
主为他的殿心里焦急如同火烧
the Lord was such an urgency for his temple.
主会把那个负担放在我们心里。
He will put his burden in us.
他要听我们的祷告。
He will listen to our prayers.
而且他要成就一切超过我们所求所想的。
He will complete the things that beyond our imagination.
我们再来唱这首诗歌575首。
Let's sing this hymn again, 575.